The Radio Memories Network is brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcast publishing made easy, libsyn.com. That's libsyn.com.
Thrillers, thrilling mystery, espionage, and political intrigue? Step into the world of action and psychological twist. Join us as we go back to the early days of radio and our imaginations with our featured thriller presentation.
Episode 8, Living in Harmony. Number 6 is out of this world when he meets an old ally. Just how much is his freedom really worth?
You can stop this right now.
Booster's detached. You are now through the atmosphere and locked on course. Over.
Get me out of this thing and stop playing games.
All your onboard systems are reading nominal. Everything's on automatic control. Just sit back and enjoy the ride. Over.
Open the hatch and get me out of this thing.
Harmony One. We have some odd life sign readings from your co-pilot. Over.
Co-pilot? What? Oh, co-pilot?
Is she okay, Number 6? Over.
I didn't even know she was here.
Say again, Number 6? We didn't catch that. Is Number 90 okay?
Number 90?
Yes.
Wait a minute, I feel like
it's weightlessness. Get used to it.
Show me your face.
This is Number 90. I'm fine.
But it's your Number 9?
Number 9. I'm Number 90.
I thought you were dead.
Is there something the matter with you?
You're saying you don't know me?
You catch on fast.
Number 90, your life signs are stabilizing. Over.
I'm over the moon. Over.
We're very happy to hear that, Number 90. Very happy indeed. You should have a good trip. Over.
Where are we going?
Harmony, of course. Over.
Why is that funny? What is this harmony? Tell me. Where are we going?
Harmony, number two.
Harmony One systems all report nominal.
I see. Then they're on course for the conduit? Good, good.
Nothing to laugh about now, Well, keep quiet. Why? You're listening for something?
That's it.
What are you doing? Didn't they say it was all on automatic?
Didn't I just tell you to keep quiet?
Harmony One? Harmony One, are you receiving? Over.
Say nothing.
Say again, Harmony One. We detected that. Over. Harmony One, we detect attempts to vary your flight computer's locked-in flight path. Please leave the controls alone. Over.
What the hell have you done?
Harmony One.
You've changed the course, is that what you've done? Where were we heading? And where are we heading now?
I don't know who you are. I don't know what your motives are.
So, you really don't remember?
Maybe you're trying to test me. Maybe you want to break me, just like them.
Never mind that. What the hell have you done to this rocket?
You won't break me. No one will. I've come this far. I won't go back.
Back where? And where are we going?
Harmony, number two speaking.
Harmony One is out of control.
Why?
We suspect sabotage. We've lost radio contact.
Understood. Oh, they're trying to break away. They won't succeed.
Did you even know what you were doing when you wrecked those controls? Well, did you?
The only important thing was to break free. Gravity should do the rest.
Gravity? What the hell are you talking about?
Once we hit the atmosphere again, the backup systems should take us in for a splashdown. If we're lucky.
And if we're not?
We die.
This is so...
I warned you about the weightlessness. What the hell are you doing? Get back in your seat.
There's a window up there. If you're not going to tell me where we are, I'm going to find out. My God. It's the moon.
What? No!
We've reestablished control, but it'll be a bumpy landing for them.
Yes, we are tracking them. They're coming down approximately 6 kilometers west of us. They should hit the surface in 4 minutes. I will prepare a welcoming party.
Very well. Now handing over control to my lunar counterpart.
Thank you for your assistance, number 26. Give my regards to everyone back down there. Be seeing you.
Lunar operations control.
You're tracking Harmony One.
Affirmative.
Dispatch a buggy immediately.
You seem to know your way around that control panel. Can't we get control of this thing? Don't they have, retro rockets or something?
I failed.
Failed to do what? You wanted to get us back to Earth? Well, did you? We're getting closer every second. It looks like we're going to crash.
Do you believe it?
Do you?
Yes. But why should you believe me?
Maybe because I trusted you once before.
Don't start that again. I'm not whoever you think I am.
What if I don't believe you?
Up to you. But you'd better strap yourself back into the seas or you won't stand a chance when we hit the moon's surface. What are you waiting for? You want to die?
Nobody's been to the moon. It isn't possible.
And you haven't seen anything impossible since you've been in the village?
This is different. This doesn't make sense. NASA is years off a moon landing. The Russians even further behind.
I'm sure you're right.
What's that supposed to mean?
So you think this is a fake? A simulation? A drug-induced illusion?
Maybe.
Or maybe not. I can see the doubt in your eyes.
And what's in your eyes?
Nothing you would understand.
Try me.
You better stop in, Number Six.
You really care what happens to me?
I care what happens to me. If you start flying around in here like a dead weight, even without gravity, you could smash into me and break my neck. Strap in, or you'll kill us both.
They're coming down any second now.
We're moving into position.
What happens if we survive this? We're just stuck on the moon and no air, no one to rescue us.
What a way to go.
On visual. Looks like fatal damage to the capsule.
Right signs are showing as nominal.
Good.
Heart rate slightly elevated.
Bring them in before the capsule ruptures.
So, we made it. Just about. Can you hear me? Number nine. Can you... I think I've broken something. Maybe my back. No feeling in my legs. Nine. I know it's you. You look the same, you sound the same. So why would you deny it? Number 26, can you hear me? Over. Can you hear me? What happens now? We wait for you to send a rescue mission, or we wait until we run out of air?
Or we freeze, or boil.
Is that so?
265 degrees at high noon, minus 170 in the middle of the night. And I am not number nine, whoever that might be.
Someone's outside.
You don't miss much, do you?
There are people on the moon.
You're frightened the moon men are going to get you?
Who is it out there?
You'll find out soon enough, Number Six.
But there's no air out there, is there?
No. No air.
Well, then if they open the door...
Then you better hope your suit's air supply is working.
Who are you? Why can't we see your faces?
Visor. Protects us from the sunlight. Stay where you are, both of you.
I can't move. What are you doing?
This one's back's broken.
Thanks for the bedside manner.
You can't feel your legs, right?
No, I can't.
Yep, but... spinal cord snapped. Skull fracture on this one. Fatal.
Yes, I thought so.
Get them into the buggy.
Oh,
Daisy is doing well. Don't worry, number six. All your troubles are over.
Where am I?
You are in harmony. 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 Yes.
Where are we?
Guess.
My stomach still feels like it's floating in midair, and these boots are sticking to the floor, so...
It is my job to answer your questions.
But you know the answers. What were you trying to do in that space capsule?
I... failed. I see you've got one of these plastic tubs as well.
With two written on it.
See for yourself.
It gets warmer if you walk in a particular direction. Colder if you go the other way.
So? We're both warm.
Even though we should be dead. Or paralyzed.
Warm wrote us both here. So? This door, then.
You may approach.
You sound Russian.
It is of no consequence.
Are we still in the village?
I trust your new quarters are comfortable.
Cramped. The door opened, so I left.
I am gratified you both found your way here.
How nice for you.
I should be angry, of course.
Feel free. It makes no difference to me.
What did you hope to achieve by interfering with the capsule's controls?
Ask number 9. She did it.
Number 9?
She's calling herself 90, but I know who she is.
Intriguing. So it was you who was tampering, number 90. Well? I do hope this does not mean you're going to be difficult, number 90. Are you going to be difficult?
It was 6, not me.
Does it matter?
Good.
Good?
I commend your attitude to conflict, number 6.
I don't care.
Even better. Not caring about that which divides us is the first step to harmony.
Harmony?
And that is why we named this moon base Harmony.
Oh. Still on the moon, are we?
I see.
What do you see?
That you do not believe where you are, despite the fact that you are currently experiencing 1/6 of Mother Earth's gravity.
I make a point of not believing anything you people tell me.
Understandable. Perhaps I can help.
Very convincing. Although that could be a fake moonscape.
I see. And you, number 90.
What?
Are you convinced we are on the moon?
Does it matter?
It matters to me. It matters to all of us here, living in harmony.
Yes, I believe we are on the moon. It was 6 who tried to crash the space capsule. There's something wrong with him. He thinks he knows me, but I've never seen him before in my life. I think he's psychotic. You wasted your time mending his broken back. You should have left him out there to die or recycled his brain or...
Or?
It doesn't matter.
Number 6?
She's lying. I don't know why she's lying. And I don't expect you to believe me.
Very good indeed. Excellent.
Why is that excellent?
Because number 6 is willing to overlook the whole incident. He harbors no anger for you, and I would strongly advise you to do the same, number 90. Number 90. Number 90.
Sure, it's forgotten.
And? Forgiven?
Yes, why not?
Good. Now, follow me.
What's that?
A travel tube. This way. It is time for the grand tour.
Charming.
With the speed at which we are traveling, you may experience something approaching Earth's gravity. I apologize for the inconvenience.
Oh, I see what you mean.
That is better. We are now moving sideways, back to lunar gravity. I trust there are no ill effects, Number Six.
If this really is a moon base, is it Soviet?
As I said, everybody lives in harmony.
Why have we been brought here?
Travel broadens the mind.
You're very quiet. Have you been here before?
In the interest of harmony, I have nothing to say to you, Number Six.
What you see below now are the living quarters for everyone in our community here.
If this really is the moon, how did you manage to get here in the first place?
We are now approaching the laboratories.
NASA and the Soviets haven't managed it, so how come you're here?
Here? So you accept where you are now?
I accept nothing.
A pity. For you.
Why?
The lack of acceptance is so bad for the digestion, do you not think? Do you suffer from stomach cramps?
You're concerned for my health.
Of course. We saved both your lives, did we not?
You expect me to believe you mended a broken spine and a fatal concussion?
Ah, yes. We are passing the laboratories now. We have scientists of all nationalities working in harmony on new technologies and medical cures.
A moon base of miracle cures?
A moon base of miracle cures. I like that. Yes, I like that. These are the family sections.
Families? You have families here?
Of course. Can you not see the children playing down there?
Children?
Number 90?
Nothing.
We can stop and you can spend time with them if you...
No. No, thank you.
You don't like children?
I don't like you.
Family harmony is conducive to good productivity. Prepare yourselves, we're going up again. And this is the observation dome.
Charming view.
Yes. The Earth, the Sun, the stars. I find it puts everything into perspective. The structure on the dais is the most powerful telescope you will ever see. Would you like to take a look?
Can you pinpoint the village from here?
You are welcome to try.
I look through here.
Yes, the eyepiece. Or use the screen. It's up to you. There.
The village. How do you pull back to see its location?
That would be telling.
What does that mean? A meteor storm is approaching.
Meteor? You mean meteors are going to hit the moon?
Meteor storm alert! Meteor storm alert!
I am afraid so. Excuse me. Lunar Operations Control, please.
Lunar Operations Control, eh?
Cancel alarm.
Canceling alarm.
Oh, I do so deplore noise pollution. Is the barrier operational?
Barrier?
All systems nominal. Barrier is operational. Meteor storm now approaching.
Ah, yes, up there. You can see them.
They're burning up.
Impressive, is it not?
So, nothing can get in. Or out.
We only switch it on when there is imminent meteor threat.
And how often is that?
It depends. There have been many showers of late.
It must use a lot of power. This whole base must.
Of course. Would you like to see how we generate it? Come. I can see you are curious.
Harmony Control to Lunar Mobile 309. Prepare for disembarkation.
Preparing. Roger that.
Please confirm personnel.
Confirming number 6, 90, and myself, number 2.
Scans confirm personnel. You may proceed.
This is Lunar Mobile 309, proceeding onto moon surface.
Roger that.
Still think this is all fake, number 6?
It's convincing.
Even bigger than I expected.
And what did you expect, number 9?
Don't call me that.
Now, you two. You must behave. Remember, harmony. And besides, I do not want you to miss this.
Miss what?
Just as we clear this ridge. Here, you see?
A plateau full of glass?
The entire plateau is full of solar panels.
Solar panels?
This is our solar array. From it, we collect all the energy we need and more, direct from the sun.
What is that over there? Another moon base?
No, it is the power distribution station. It feeds power from the array into the base.
Looks like you have your very own Jodrell Bank dish over there.
And the launch pads for the shuttles back to Earth.
You need not trouble yourself with those.
Don't tell me. We're never going back.
As you can see, the solar array requires much maintenance.
That's what those astronauts are doing?
Indeed.
Are those child astronauts?
Yes, children. They can learn a lot when they are young. Now, we must return to the base. It is a lot for you to take in, all this new information. The travel, the trauma of the crash and the surgery. You will be fatigued. You must rest. Excellent. Do come in, Lunar Controller.
All monitoring equipment in both 6's and 90's quarters is fully operational.
Good. Screen on.
They're both sleeping.
Of course. But from all I gather from 6's files, he will not be asleep for long. There we have it. He is on the move.
The door is fully magnetized. He can't get out.
We shall see. He is resourceful.
He expected the door to open.
One wonders if he has become accustomed to having his expectations confounded. Ooh. Number 6. Brute force will not work. What else does he have up his sleeve, I wonder?
Up his sleeve?
It is an expression.
Oh, I see. What's he doing with his boots?
The germ of an idea.
He's going to the bathroom. Do we really have to watch this?
With number 6, nothing is as it seems. I've learnt this from reading his files.
That's a comb, isn't it?
Yes, a plastic, non-conductive comb. Expectations confounded, no?
He worked out that it was closed by magnetics, and that he had to push something non-conductive under the door to break the two poles and open it.
So, where is he heading?
You want me to restrict his movements?
No. That is not the purpose of the exercise. Let us just observe and see if everything goes according to plan.
Have you got used to sleeping standing up, strapped to the wall?
What are you doing here? The door was locked.
You actually bothered to try it, did you?
How did you get in?
This.
A comb.
Our boots are magnetic. I figured the doors were too. You jammed something plastic between two magnets and they don't work anymore. Next question.
Get out of here.
That's not a question. My turn. Who are you?
No one you know.
What were you trying to achieve by crashing that capsule?
I wasn't trying to crash it.
Oh, that's right. You said you failed. Failed to do what?
You realize they're probably monitoring us.
Maybe they think we're asleep. Well, I don't have time for niceties.
You've been in the village.
You know I have.
So you know that nothing is private. Nothing goes unobserved.
How do you know I've been in the village? I thought you didn't know me. What did you do to that capsule?
I told you I failed.
That's the second time you've confessed, Number Nine. If you're right and they're listening to this.
I'm not Number Nine. Just get out of here.
No. I want answers, and I know you're lying to me.
I don't care what you think or want. I don't know who you are. I just want you to leave.
I want answers.
You won't get them from me. For all I know, you could be working for them.
Them? And who are they? Why are they doing this to me?
To you? You think this is all about you and your ego?
Then what is it about? Tell me!
What are you going to do? Beat me until I tell you what you want to hear? Just like them? And no, I don't know who they are. They just control everything.
Everything? What's that supposed to mean?
All I know is that they want to destroy everything that is...
Everything that is what?
Everything that is you. Me. Individual.
How do you know this?
I wasn't trying to crash the capsule, but I wish I had. I wish it had crashed and we'd both died in it. At least then this would all be over.
What would be over? What is it? What are you afraid of?
I have seen...
What? What have you seen?
Terrible things.
Tell me.
They're listening. I know they're listening. Watching.
They're always listening. It doesn't matter. The truth is what matters. Tell me.
No. No. I can't tell you.
Are you watching this, Number Two? Are you listening? They'll force her to tell me. Is that what you want? Or will you send someone to stop her? Why are you letting this conversation continue? Come on, why don't you just send Rover or whatever it is you send to stop people on the moon? Why are they letting this continue?
What continue?
This conversation!
I have no idea. Just get out.
There must be a reason why they want me to hear what you've got to say. And you have got something to say, haven't you?
I've given up trying to figure out what games they're playing.
You've already confessed to interfering with their precious capsule. Have you got that, Number Two? You can scratch that off the list. So?
So what?
Tell me. Tell me what you've seen. What are these terrible things?
You know.
What? I don't.
You know something.
What? What do I know?
Do you think that's real out there? That view? The moon? Do you think it's true that we're on the moon when you know it's impossible?
I don't know.
Can you trust anything? No.
What's your point?
Isn't that why you ended up in the village?
I don't follow you.
I think you do. I think you started to wonder in your darkest thoughts.
You don't know my darkest thoughts.
Maybe not. But you're starting to think they do. Well, aren't you? Perhaps you've dared to think of what kind of world it would be if you couldn't trust people to be...
To be what?
Who they seem to be.
I knew someone. Someone important to me. Then she changed.
You mean me?
Have you changed? What are you doing? Where are you going?
Keep away from me. I know what you're trying to do.
What am I trying to do? You're going to hit me with a table.
No!
Leak. She smashed the window.
Interesting.
Interesting. They'll be dead in seconds. The door's sealed automatically. They can't get out.
Orange alert.
Sealed the breach. Repressurization.
Good. Are they still alive?
Number 90 is unconscious. Knocked herself out in one of the bulkheads.
And 6?
Absorbed into Rover. See?
Ah, yes. That should be an interesting experience for him.
Why do I always hear you when I
love you,
Johnny?
Ah, there you are, number 6.
Why have I been strapped to this thing?
It is a medical aid.
A what?
A robot of a kind.
A robot with wheels?
Programmed with your best interests at heart.
How can being strapped into this...
You have several fractures. They are nicely setting, I hear. How are you feeling?
Like you care.
I care about your being a useful member of our community.
How exactly can I be useful to you?
You'll find out soon enough. There are just a few things I want to check.
Surprise me.
Why did you resign?
So now the full interrogation...
You refuse to answer?
What do you think?
Your file says you will refuse. I believe the files. They are never wrong.
Never?
We can return to the matter at a later date.
As an interrogation, that was pretty half-hearted. Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining.
Good. And besides, I feel sure that when you see all the work being done in harmony, you will have a different perspective.
On what?
On everything.
Maybe I will. If you set me free.
Free to escape? Then come back here and wipe this place off the face of the moon? Aha. Uh-huh.
What was that?
Your bones are set.
What? Are you serious?
I will release you. You may get up. Good. There you are. Walking again.
So it would seem.
Well done. You will improve with exercise. Come.
Where are we going?
There, you see. Your walk is back to normal already.
Yes. Another miracle cure.
This is the medical center.
It looks like a control room.
Medical observation room.
What are we observing?
Through the glass.
It's dark.
Lights up, please.
Number 9.
As you call her, yes. Number 90 is unconscious and currently seated in what we call a high-dependency chair.
Strapped in, of course.
For her own safety.
And unconscious. You knocked her out.
As you may recall, she knocked herself out by smashing the window in her quarters. Medical controller, please explain the process.
Of course, number 2. Power activated.
What is this? What's going on?
Everything's ready.
What are you going to do to her?
Number 90 sustained a number of injuries similar to yours during the decompression of her quarters. That's all fixed now. But we always run our patients through the body scanner.
Of course you do.
And we made a rather unfortunate discovery.
What sort of unfortunate discovery?
Show us on the screen, please.
Right away, number two.
Like an X-ray.
In real time and color.
Zoom into affected area.
Of course.
What is that? Something in her lungs?
Very good. Yes, correct. Her left lung. A microscopic malignant tumor. It would have remained undetected had we not scanned her. Over time, it will grow and eventually kill her.
How long has she got? What is this, an execution?
You think us that barbaric?
Yes.
Interesting. Proceed.
Activating robot arm array. Activating laser beam power.
Laser? What the hell are you going to do to her?
Wait and see. Proceed with laser.
You bloody butchers! Stop this! Let her out of there!
No, oh, number six, you are so sentimental.
Let her out of there!
That really is not advisable. Oh, put the chair down, number six.
Sterile atmosphere compromised.
No, no, number six, it really is not safe in there.
I know! Number nine, wake up, wake up!
You would risk your life because you think you can save her, even though she tried to blow you out onto the airless surface of the moon. You are an interesting case, number six.
Come on, number nine. Wake up, for God's sake.
What's going on?
That's it. Now, come on. Help me. We've got to get
fire
you
out. Laser. Firing laser.
No!
What? What just happened? What is going on? Where am I?
They were trying to kill you. At least, I thought.
Number six was very nobly laying down his life for you.
I don't believe you.
I do not blame you, but everything is fine now.
Fine?
Well, I assume it is. Is everything fine, medical controller?
Tumor destroyed by laser.
Tumor? What?
The laser destroyed?
The very latest thing, as I believe one of my predecessors was fond of saying.
Then this wasn't an execution?
No, number six. Just another miracle. But enough of this. Number 90 must recover, and who better to sit at her bedside than the man who would risk everything to save her?
Number 9. Number 9?
Why did you try to save me?
I didn't need to.
But you thought they were going to kill me, didn't you?
You didn't correct me when I called you number 9.
Give it up, number 6.
You should trust me.
But you know no one can be trusted. Is this another one of your interrogations?
You really believe I'm working for them? Well?
I'll confess one thing.
What?
Ah, the happy couple. Good morning.
How can you tell?
You may have noticed we have artificial light cycles here. 6 hours of darkness in a rotating schedule, alternating in the base's 3 sectors. We saw that you slept well.
What? No.
We trust you.
To do what?
To live your life. In harmony. To be useful.
Useful?
Is it not worth something that we have saved your lives? Both of you?
We only have your word for that.
She's right.
No. Working as a team now. Differences forgotten.
What do you want us to do?
And we cured your cancer, number 90. No gratitude.
Again, I only have your word for that.
I understand.
What do you understand?
That trust is not always easy. But we shall take the first step.
Very noble of you. Who's we?
You will be assigned tasks. You will not be kept under guard, monitored, or observed. We will trust you to act responsibly.
I feel certain we won't have any choice in the matter.
Day one. Number six. Please put this spacesuit on.
Why?
Solar panel maintenance.
Good luck.
Number 90. Spacesuit maintenance. Down on the lower level workshops.
I see you're getting all the glamour.
What happens today?
Day five, shuttle maintenance.
I get to go aboard a shuttle?
Eventually. First stop, the workshop. Lower levels. Protective suit on. And take this.
Looks like an oversized scrubbing brush.
It is. Fuel pipes. It's the best way to clean them out.
And where is number six?
Power distribution station. Climbing the transmission dish tower.
That's my advice.
If I fall, will I bounce?
Maybe. Possibly right off the moon.
I'll bear that in mind.
Tomorrow you're on Meteor Watch.
Reporting on progress of number 6 and 90. We are at day 20 of their training in Harmony. All is going according to plan. It is time to risk everything.
They've been working you hard.
And you, I see.
I feel dead.
You okay?
My quarters. After lights out.
Be seeing you.
The comb still works, then?
Apparently.
Come in. Don't turn the lights on.
Interesting.
What are they looking at?
In the pale, pale earthlight by the window, nothing much. Each other.
You think this is a romantic liaison?
Oh, Lunar Controller, how old-fashioned you are. Two lost souls thrown together in a strange land. There is clearly an attraction between them. Why else would they bicker so?
I see. Well.
Oh, never mind. Let us leave them to their moment of privacy.
If you're sure.
I'm sure.
So, you know when the next meteor storm will strike?
Yes. 6 hours. And they tell me I'm at the power distribution station for the next 3 days. But how can you be sure this is going to work?
Because this is my plan. Quite literally, a plan of the entire Moonbase Harmony complex.
How the hell did you get this?
When they thought I was unconscious. I saw it, took my chance. You see, from the power distribution station, it's a short walk across the surface to the shuttle. I know the emergency release codes for the shuttle doors, and with this map, I can make sure I'm near enough at the right time.
But can you fly a shuttle?
Yes. They've had me working on flight simulations.
So, just theory, nothing real.
Freedom is real, and I'm ready for that. Aren't you, number six?
And you think they're not watching us now? Listening to every word we say? No matter how quietly we speak?
They said they weren't. They said they were trusting us.
You believe them?
We have to take this chance.
Do we? Is this the Electro Pass all over again?
All the flight sequences are programmed in. It's mostly automatic. We can do this.
Automatic? Like the underground train to London?
What?
Nothing. Just another of their fantasies.
You still think this isn't real? That we are not on the moon?
I'm learning not to trust anything.
If you start thinking like that, you're becoming one of them.
And what about you?
Look, we don't have time for this. You know the plan. Call me tomorrow. Tell them you need assistance, a spare part or something. Make it convincing. Be ready.
What if I'm not ready?
You want to rot here for the rest of your life?
Be seeing you.
Come in. Ah, good morning, Lunar Controller. What is it?
I didn't want to risk transmitting this in case it was intercepted.
To what are you referring?
May I activate your screen?
By all means.
Select power distribution circuit check monitor.
What is that?
One of the power circuit breakers is being interfered with.
Which one?
Surveillance camera view.
Number six.
There's a problem with this circuit breaker. Let me see. Hey, you're right. Call maintenance for a replacement. Oh, of course. Right away.
And guess who's assigned to maintenance today?
Number 19.
Of course. Good work.
They've got to be up to something, surely.
Surely. Leave this to me.
But...
Leave this to me.
This is number 90 to airlock control. I'm carrying a circuit breaker replacement unit for power distribution station, Sector 9. Urgent request to open airlock.
No need for that. There's a buggy going in half an hour.
As I say, it's an urgent request. A meteor storm is on its way, and they're worried about power levels to the force barrier. They can't wait.
Very well. Proceed. Airlock opening.
Have you done it?
It's done.
Time to meteor strike?
You're cutting it fine. Meteor strike in 12 minutes.
You'd better get a move on.
Wait a minute. You've got company.
What? You!
I guessed your plan, number 90.
Get out of my way.
Why should I?
Because you've guessed my plan.
And you are really going to go through with it?
The force barrier is already switched off. The meteor storm will hit in about 10 minutes, and no one will notice us getting away in a shuttle until it's too late.
Everyone will notice. I have told my lunar controller about your little plan. But anyway, I do not believe you will carry it out.
Why not?
The children.
What about them?
You were surprised to see them here. I think you like children.
You don't know me.
You think the meteor strike will cause a distraction so you can get away?
Out of my way! No!
You are wrong. It is a big storm. One of the biggest. It will smash the solar array.
Shut up! Get out of my way!
If the solar array is destroyed, the base will lose all its power. Everyone will die, including the children. I do not believe you want that to happen.
It's too late now! Get out of my way!
When the solar panels explode, the power transmitter dish will feed back a massive energy pulse to the village.
Why should I care?
Because it will destroy the village and everyone in it.
I don't care!
I know. You were a teacher, number 9.
What?
Because you could not be a mother.
Get out of my way!
You do not care about human life. Then what are you?
Number 6? Number 6, come in! Can you hear me, number 6?
Number 6, can you hear me? Number 6!
I'll go without you. I'm going, number six. I'm going.
You made it.
Shuttle pressurized. 2 minutes until meteor strike.
I thought you'd...
Thought I'd what?
I don't know, I...
Cared about children?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't it?
I'm setting the automatic takeoff sequence. Strap in. Ignition!
Understood.
We're reading an unauthorized shuttle takeoff.
Number two said to expect that. Her orders are that no action is to be taken.
No action, but...
We must obey number two's orders.
Meteor storm alert! Meteor storm alert!
We're in her hands now.
We made it! We made it! Automatic course, set for Earth.
Back to the village.
Not when the meteor has hit the moon base.
You're sure?
Number two told me. Didn't you hear? Were you listening? Their power dish will send a surge back to the village.
Meaning?
The village will be destroyed.
Yes.
Yes. What?
Yes, I heard her say it. I just wondered if you had.
We should be able to see as they hit. I can angle the external cameras to... The meteors. They're being destroyed by the force, Mario. But how did they get it back on? I thought you were going to wreck. You didn't switch off the barrier, did you? But don't you want to be free? Didn't you want to escape and wipe that place off the face of the earth? Off the face of the moon. Be yourself again. Have your life back.
You think your freedom is worth that much death?
Oh. Oh, you are a fool, number six.
Am I?
This is just what they want, don't you see?
No, I don't see.
Suppression of the individual.
Freedom of the individual to commit mass murder. What kind of freedom is that?
You do realize that no, the village isn't going to be destroyed. This thing is going to take us straight back there.
Yes, I realize.
Splendid turnout.
Indeed, number two.
Quite right, too. Good citizens of the village, it fills my heart with joy to see you all here today celebrating the return of our lost brother, our long-lost son, a man who I know has been an inspiration to many of you and who, in his most recent actions, has proved to be worthy of our trust and admiration. Number six!
There he is, sir.
Ah, yes, and there he is, returning to Earth, returning to the village, returning home.
I've got you. That's it. I'll be down. Earth gravity's tricky after all that time on the moon.
Oh.
Hold on to me, number nine.
I'm not.
Don't bother denying it. I had number two on the moon called you number nine, and you didn't deny it.
That was just...
Just what? I know it's you.
Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. I've been so many people.
What's that supposed to mean?
Listen, I don't have long now, I'll tell you. After I left you here, when Rover took me, I expected to change.
Change?
Or be killed.
Out of the way, please! Out of the way! Let me greet our returning hero!
What are you talking about? Tell me quickly, before...
Before they kill me? Again?
Again? What are you talking about? You expected to change somehow, but you didn't.
Saltzman.
Saltzman.
Ah, there you are, my dear fellow. Three cheers for number six. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Congratulations on your brave and selfless actions up there, old chap.
You again.
Is it? Hearty congratulations. What can we do for you by way of appreciation? Anything, anything at all.
I'd like to sit down.
Yes, yes, of course. A chair for our hero. A chair, immediately.
And one for her.
Oh, no, no, no. Not for her. No, 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 indeed. Not for the traitor.
Traitor?
She is... unmute.
Do please sit down, number six.
Not unless number nine sits too.
Noble intentions from a noble fellow. Yes, I quite understand. Quite understand. But quite out of the question, I'm afraid, my dear chap.
Why?
Because there's only one fate for her.
No! Send that thing back to whatever hell it comes from!
It is like hell, I think.
Get it away from her! Now!
Number six!
Yes?
She was right. I was a teacher. And I was prepared to kill those children. The only thing that mattered was my freedom. Was that wrong? Was that so wrong?
I...
No, please!
No! Ah. There. That's it, old chap, that's it. Take the weight off, old fellow. You've got quite a bit of recovering to do.
Get away from me.
You know, of course, your actions could have caused the death of thousands. Perhaps more. All of them living in harmony. But you made the right decision. You could have destroyed us, but you saved us. Saved us. Saved the village. Think of that. We're very, very pleased, you know.
Am I?
Are you what, old chap? What is it? What's the matter? You're safe now. You're home.
Am I becoming one of you?
Living in harmony with us? Now, there's a question, eh? There's a question. I mean to say, whose side are you on, eh, number six? Whose side are you on?
That. Would be telling.